It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at Congress with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer. Representatives may be away for their August recess, but things are continuing to heat up for fall elections.
First, we're taking a close look at what agencies in Wisconsin have received military equipment. Records from the state's Department of Military Affairs show that over 67,000 pieces of military equipment have been given to local law enforcement departments in the last 10 years.
The departments got this equipment as part of a federal program that gives military gear to police departments nationwide if the Department of Defense doesn't use it. The program is called 1033.
Here to talk about the program and how Wisconsin agencies have benefited from it is Nick Penzenstadler. He's a reporter for the Gannett Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. Nick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Well, what is this 1033 program?
So this is military equipment that either has reached the end of its military use or is surplus and was never used. And instead of scrapping it and getting rid of it, the military chooses to offer it up through this 1033 program to local law enforcement agencies across the country.
Do these agencies have to pay for it, or is it a donation sort of thing?
They only pay for transportation and then maintenance. So like in the instance of a vehicle, they would pay to transport it to wherever they are, and then they would pay to maintain it, you know, oil changes, that type of thing, but they don't technically own it.
So when we talk about military-grade equipment, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, it's a really wide range. It's everything from night vision goggles all the way up to rifles and helicopters and grenade launchers and even assault rifles.
Now, this is stuff that obviously makes sense if you're talking about the United States military. Why do police departments need it?
Well, the thought is that they're trying to keep pace with a criminal element that has higher powered weapons. Down in Fond du Lac County in December, there was a man who had a 50 caliber sniper rifle that would have, you know, shredded a normal squad car, so they said they needed their armored truck to protect officers responding to that call.
So it's considered to be something police departments need on a case-by-case basis, but not maybe an overarching change in the scope of crime?
Right. I mean, it's free to the department, so they see it as, you know, we can't afford this otherwise, so we should get it now.
Now, you've been tracking this gear over a 10-year period. Where has it gone?
A really wide range, from the really small agencies, like we set up here in Fond du Lac and Outagamie County, and all the way up to, like, the DNR uses some of it. There's a training facility near Volk Field that does a lot of training with this equipment that gets a lot of it, but it's everywhere. It's 219 agencies across the whole state.
So the DNR uses it. Why does the DNR need it?
Well, they mostly get vehicles for, like, a rescue scenario, so they've received over 30 motorcycles that were military-issued, and they use those on forest roads and other hard-to-reach areas. So maybe not so much the weaponry, but more of the equipment.
Is there a particular force department in the state of Wisconsin that has received more of this than others?
Yeah, well, our investigation found that Juneau County was actually top on the list. They're nearly $3 million since the program began, which is mostly vehicles and small equipment, but also they do have a large MRAP vehicle, which seems a little odd given that there's only about 25,000 people that live in Juneau County.
Right. Have you got a sense over this 10-year span whether the police departments who've received this sort of military equipment have actually used it?
A lot of the vehicles and the smaller things, I mean, it goes down to, you know, jackets and boots and you know, pliers, that type of stuff definitely gets used, but I think it's a little debatable whether the combat-ready type equipment gets used, because that's really prepared for either an emergency or a riot or crowd control like we saw in Ferguson, which has obviously brought this to the forefront.
Right, and right now we're looking at closer scrutiny about how militarized police forces should be. Do you see that this sort of reapportionment of military gear is going to come under, you know, a closer look here in Wisconsin, and maybe it's not all going to pass muster?
I think it will. I mean, we've heard President Obama call for a sharp separation between our armed forces and our police departments, and the ACLU is taking a look at this, and I think it's really coming down to oversight, and it's not should these departments have it, but how should they use them and when.
Are you seeing concern among citizens, maybe other agencies, that because police departments have all this military gear now that they'll be more inclined to use it?
We've definitely seen that. I mean, we had a new military-type MRAP delivered here in Appleton, and people reacted pretty swiftly that they didn't really want to see it unless it was absolutely needed, and they kind of scrutinized whether it was needed in the first place.
Now, MRAP, what is that again?
That's a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle. So they're built really for those roadside bombs that we saw in Afghanistan.
Right. So police are thinking that maybe if you got one of these in your back pocket, it could one day come in handy. Can they give it back, though, if it doesn't, and if the forces that be decide police don't need this kind of militarization?
Yes, and we've seen that a little bit around the country where some city councils, and there's been some citizen drive to give these back, and communities that say, we don't want to be a part of this, and we want to give it back. We've seen a mix of that in Wisconsin. Some agencies choose to go to the councils and get approval. Others just say, we're getting it, and we're going to use it.
Well, I imagine you have to store it, you have to maintain it, and you have to train personnel on it. Is some of this military equipment a drain financially?
We haven't really found that. We've heard a lot of people say the costs are very minimal, especially when you consider on like the MRAP side, you know, it's a $700,000 piece of equipment that an agency likely wouldn't be able to afford otherwise, and the routine maintenance is a small price to pay, is what they tell us.
Is part of the legacy here from this military equipment the war on terror, when the United States was in a higher state of alert and police departments were thinking, you never know, this could be something we need?
Sure. Well, it actually goes back even further to the war on drugs in the 90s. And I even heard some local sheriffs referring to the North Hollywood bank robbery where the police were really ill-equipped to handle assault-type weapons. And this was trying to make sure the police were ready to meet that force. But yes, then after 2001, rather, it really accelerated, and we had this focus on making sure we were ready for terror attacks wherever they may come.
Are citizens aware, do you think, that police departments have all of this equipment?
Certainly the more visual things, like the trucks, are easy to see, and it's a big symbol of this. But the really small items are surprising, especially when you look through our database, which we'll be publishing online at Postgres.com and other Gannett sites. It's really mind-blowing how many individual pieces of equipment get transferred.
Now, you looked at Wisconsin for this investigation. Is it a fair assumption that other states have similar programs?
Yes. Almost every state in the country is taking part in this. It's ballooned to almost $5 billion now of surplus equipment that's been distributed all over. So these agencies individually apply usually to a state agency, and then it goes up to the Pentagon, and it filters down. But just this year, there's been a massive wave of these MRAPs coming back from Afghanistan, or that never got shipped, that local police are using.
Given what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, are you seeing police departments here in Wisconsin who are themselves reflecting on this equipment and being proactive about giving it a look over and seeing whether or not they want it?
Sure. I think we're definitely seeing that consideration. I think police are still weighing the cost-benefit, and they're saying, you know, on that balance, we'd rather protect our, you know, residents and police officers than be in a situation where we really need an armored truck or a piece of equipment that we don't have. So I think you're seeing people think about it, but maybe not change their minds yet.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
That was Nick Penzenstaller, reporter for the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team.